13.05 GMT, 14.05 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions at this hour with me, Bertrand Asamba. But first, the headlines. The school year has officially begun in Cameroon. Since yesterday, pupils and students from preschool, primary and secondary schools have been attending classes in various schools across the country. We'll get to know more about how the start of the school year went on in this edition of the Regional News. That was our lonely headline. And now the news in greater details. Pupils and students in the South Region of Cameroon have been urged to respect school rules and regulations and work hard to perform better in official examinations and improve the region's ranking on national classification tables. The governor of the South Region, Felix Ngelengele, made the call as he inspected private and public schools in the Ocean Division to ensure a smooth start of the academic year Monday. Bruno Ndongwe reports.
On day one, those in the nursery school section are still trying to find their feet while others hit the ground running. Special needs and internally displaced students in schools in Kwebi in the Ocean Division are equally well integrated in classrooms.
We're happy as we come, we're learning new things, and I'm also happy because I'm going to new school to learn new things.
We have done a history class this morning and we make sure to do our best. This year.
The governor of the South Region, Felix Ngelengele, made a tour of schools in the Ocean's Vision, amongst them College Pemongti, Government Bilingual Primary School Newtown, GBHS Kwebi, ensuring a smooth start of the school year.
Pupils were in class and the teaching staff was present and all the administrative personnel to school in our region is effective. And I wish to the education community of the South Region a successful academic year.
A meeting with the teaching staff and students concluded with a few recommendations.
Shun some phenomenon like the consumption of Indian hams, alcohol, and even violence in school.
Security measures in schools are strict, punctuality respected, as the educational sector in the South Region seeks more successful results in public exams for better representation. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kwebi.
In the Northwest, 4,000 students have been present in schools in the relatively peaceful Ndonga Mantum Division during the start of the academic year. The Delegate of Secondary Education, Bachong Ezekiel Ndifon, explained that in other parts of the region, where security is still a major challenge, students' enrollment has been limited, but expectations are that the picture could improve in the days ahead if the population defy the ongoing school boycott operation imposed by separatist groups. Kilo Valerinsale reports.
Just like in previous years, Ndonga Mantum Division, especially in Kambe, described as relatively peaceful in the turbulent northwest, registered students in schools during the start of the new academic year.
They were scaring us that the school would not be secured, but I'm so happy that we are in school, effective, and classes are going on, and everywhere is well secured.
In other parts of the region, like Bamenda, where insecurity is said to be on the rise, most of the schools are yet to resume, thereby resulting in very limited numbers of students on resumption day, as articulated by the Northwest Delegate of Secondary Education, Bajong Ezekiel Ndifon.
We had in Ndonga Mantum 4,236 students. In Boyo, 55. In Bui, we had 8. In Mezam, we had 2. And in Gokitinja, we had 1.
Learners and teachers have been encouraged to defy the imposed lockdown oppression by separatist groups to save education from perishing.
The atmosphere is sometimes challenging, but man was meant to face challenges in his life. God had never made life to be all smooth. So this is only a challenging moment for us in our profession, and yet we have to carry it out.
Numerous calls from the political, religious and civil society actors have been multiplying, driving home the message that education is the fundamental right of every child. Killer Valerie Salau, CR TV News, Bamenda.
In a bid to ensure the effectiveness of the reopening, West Governor Awafonka Augustine yesterday did a round of schools, which for the most part are situated closely to the Northwest region. Han Anjong tells us more.
It took an entire day for the governor and his team to do the rounds of the schools earmarked for the visit, Fumban, Jimum and Magba in the Noon division. These include government primary and secondary schools that have taken in internally displaced persons from the Northwest and Southwest regions. The governor's mission was threefold: ensure the effectiveness of the reopening on day one, while encouraging parents to send their children to school, plead with the locals to lend a hand of welcome to the displaced children, and reassure them of the security measures taken by the state to ensure their safety. While in government bilingual high school Sultan Ibrahim Joya, the reopening was effective. In Banguren subdivision, where separatists have recently left their ugly mark, it wasn't yet the case. Hence, the governor's admonition for education stakeholders to do all in their power to reverse the not-so-enviable last position of the Noon division in the West region. Galim and Bamenyam in the Bambutos division are expected to be the next stops of the governor's visit. Hananjong, CRTV News, Magba.
In the later role, Governor Samuel Dieudonné Ivaha-Dipoa called on some pupils and students to be focused and devoted to their studies during this new school year. Madam Kwele Bisati reports.
The heavy rain this Monday, 9th of September, which caused flooding in some neighborhoods in Douala, did not stop pupils, students and administrative staff of some schools to turn out massively in their classrooms, an evidence which Littoral Governor Samuel Dieudonné Ivaha-Dipoa appreciated during his tour to the different educational institutions in the Mongo and Sanaga Maritime Divisions. Despite some difficulties encountered, classes are indeed effective.
I'm very happy for what I've seen. The teachers are there to help our pupils to be well trained in the school. So we are very satisfied of this beginning of the year.
The Littoral boss congratulated the school administration for measures taken to ensure a hitch-free school year, like the installation of surveillance cameras, effectiveness of online registrations, cleanliness and well-established school timetables. He called on the kids to be focused and devoted to their studies to guarantee success. Governor Samuel Dieudonné Ivaha-Dipoa:
I told them to be disciplined and to work very hard and also to avoid some behaviors.
What, which if fully applied by the school kids, would certainly lead to their academic excellence and that of the Littoral region at large. Madon Kwele Bizati, CRTV News, Douala.
It's 14 past 2 and you're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. In Soan, in the Mefu and Afba division of the Center region, administrative officials have described the start of the new school year in the subdivision as effective. Officials of one of the schools in the municipality, a government high school Soa, have indicated that half of the expected population of over 2,000 students resumed on day one of the 2024-2025 academic year. Karen Tosam tells us more.
The principal of Government High School Soa, Messi Alangamaga, has indicated that over 1,000 students have answered present on the first day of school, which he considers a remarkable number for a start.
We were waiting for 2,003 Wangan students. This morning we have received at least 1,004 Wangan students.
So we talked to our staff, our students this morning, to be serious as far as discipline concerned.
The divisional Regional Officer of SWA, Nganwa Esono Patrick Roland, who's visited some schools in the subdivision, confirms that resumption is effective.
We have visited some schools this morning and the turnout is satisfactory. The percentage of students and pupils in these various schools revolve around 62%. Most teachers are present and the administrative staff are all there.
While many have started classes smoothly, there are still parents queued up in schools in the subdivision finalizing admission requirements for their kids. Karinto Sam, CRTV News, SWA.
Most parents in Bamenda intimate that they are very intentional in following up their kids at home to ensure they perform well in their educational and community life. They explain that they don't promote absenteeism. They help their kids out with assignments from schools, ensure they rest well after school, and also teach them life skills. Mabel Mekemdi Sakem has this from Bamenda.
I'm present and I follow them up personally.
Sharif is a father of three who pays attention to every detail that concerns his children's education.
There are many times that when you go through their book, you discover that sometimes even the teachers have certain things wrong. I can recall many times I've had to accompany them to school to find out, and sometimes the teacher will say, yes, you're right, this thing was supposed to be like this. So I take their education and even their activities at home very, very personal.
Back at home, there's a standard timetable to ensure school and houseworks are properly handled. The intention here is to see his three kids successful in all aspects.
I make sure that they come back on time. When they come back from school, they have to eat, do their house chores, the ones that they didn't do in the morning, and then they will rest. And then in the evening when I come, everybody bring their homework and we do it together basically. And I also cross-check their work.
The situation is similar to that in the home of this mother of two. She starts by building her kids' self-confidence, then puts them face-to-face with the task of excelling in their education while remaining their number one coach.
I first of all educated them that everybody is equal in the face of God. Then I make sure that when they are back from school, I check their books and they have homework. I assist them in doing the homework, teach them to know more.
In Bamenda, despite the complicated security climate, parents and even school children are keen on succeeding academically and in all facets of life. This new school year is just another period for the go-getters to prove their worth. Mabel Menkemdi Sakem for the Regional News in Bamenda.
Many Yaoundé inhabitants say they are obliged to leave their homes as early as 6 a.m. on working days in order to beat the heavy traffic. This enables them from drop the kids in schools and got to the office on time. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi of CRTB Centre talked to some residents in the nation's capital and brought back this report.
Road junctions like Karofun Kolbisong in Yaoundé 7, Simbok in Yaoundé 6, and Emana Mesasi stretch of road, amongst many others, are usually too complicated to circulate on in the mornings due to heavy traffic. In order to beat this disturbing situation, many have hatched so many strategies.
When I get up in the morning, in order to avoid traffic, I get up earlier, prepare my kids earlier. I make sure that we take a car earlier and go through so that they arrive before intensive traffic starts occurring around the town.
They have become early risers so as to easily navigate to the central town.
To avoid an early morning traffic is only when you get up early in the morning, far early in the morning, prepare the children as early as possible, as 5 a.m. You know, before 6:30, you're already prepared, make every breakfast ready, everything taken, and you hit the road before 7 a.m. At least with that one, can easily navigate across the town.
The wish of most inhabitants of Yaoundé is that government develops subsidiary routes which could help reduce the traffic congestion, particularly as the political capital sprawls on almost daily basis. Lekiate Getro Dasongazi, Regional News Center.
This report by Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi takes us to the end of this edition of the Regional News. But before we go, here's a recap of our Lonely Headline. The school year has officially begun in Cameroon since yesterday. Students and pupils from preschool, primary and secondary schools have been attending classes in various schools across the country. We got some echoes from our regional correspondents throughout this edition of the Regional News. Produced by Patrick Oscar Afan, I've been Bertrand Osambe Nyaunde, thanking you for listening.
And thank you.